participants, new discoveries.
Sunday, June 26, 2016.
You
entering into the kingdom.
Most of you have been chanting Hare Krishna, and you are not new to the practice. But we very much want that even you can find something new which can make your spiritual life more alive and your relationship with the Holy Name much more substantial. And it is often often experienced by our participants that they make some breakthrough experience. In other words, they were on a certain level before they started the kirtan level, the kirtan course, and then almost like a fish who breaks through an ice covering, which kept him at his level, kept him in the water. Some of our participants have reported breakthrough experience and transformational chance. Transformational change, I wanted to say. The reason why I say this in the beginning of the 2 months course is that I would like to motivate you and request you to give your best during these 2 months or however long you stay with us, because according to your effort there is a more strong likelihood that you will also get more. When you are laid back, little lazy, eating a lot, sleeping a lot, gossiping a lot, and not really participating, there's not such a strong likelihood. As I say this, I feel that I have to tell you also, it's not right that we think that according to my effort, God's mercy will come. If I make a big effort, a lot of mercy will come. If I make a small effort, not so much mercy will come. You know, Krishna's mercy is unconditional. That means we have no handle on it. We have no influence on it. It comes from above. But still, we should show the Lord that we are not, let me say, that this is important for us, that we care for this. For me, meeting the Holy Name was definitely something which changed the course of my entire life. I remember when I was very young, I had seen the Radha Krishna Temple album together with George Harrison on the TV. They were presenting on the TV screen the Maha Mantra. And I had been very distressed at that time in my life because someone whom I held very dear, to whom I had a lot of respect, had just died a tragic death. He was found in a swimming pool, on the bottom of the swimming pool. He had taken his life, and his two dogs were sitting on the side of the swimming pool and crying for their dead master. And I was crying along with the dogs. Felt a lot of grief. And then when I saw the devotees in the TV chanting Hare Krishna, I was not shy. I immediately tried to sing without knowing the words fully. And I know at the beginning, at the end, I did feel free from distress because I understood the person I liked has not died. That person is eternal, just like I am eternal. It was a profound discovery in my life. It helped me to overcome the very strong grief which I felt. And it was almost like a signpost which showed me a way which I have been following up till now, the way of the Holy Name. There's a poem about this way. It says, why I cannot return to the ordinary world any longer. And the poem describes much better than I can remember now. I cannot return to the ways of the ordinary of the world any longer, because I have tasted divine joys in relationship with the Lord. So the Holy Name gave me that feeling at the very beginning, which was so strong that I overcame my joy and my little teenage, not little, my big teenage crisis at that time. We all can make discoveries with the Holy Name, and it is usually an ongoing process. It does not start with what I experienced in the teenage phase of my life. Actually, every kirtan is an open invitation to associate with Krishna. It's an open invitation for a very rare and special meeting. Those who have been in kirtans and those who chant and have taken this invitation to their heart have seen miracles of transformations in their own life. Now, you will stay for some amount of time here in this beautiful atmosphere of Radha Desh. I would like to give you a few tips how you can make your stay into something which really is a memorable experience, something which will maybe change your life to the better. When you go to a temple or a spiritual community, there is something very precious, something very valuable to be gotten. And you can get this when you enter into a liminal space. Now, I know that this is a difficult word. Let me say what a liminal space is. It's that space where you consciously leave your old life behind. You may not yet have found your new life, but you are in an in-between stage. You have left your habits, you have left maybe the place where you usually stay. You have for sure left your bed and you have left your bathroom. But with liminal space, we mean something which is more inner, not an outer space. It is something which a pilgrim experiences when he approaches the center of his pilgrimage place, the holy center. It's a state of consciousness where he has really left his old thoughts and habits behind, and where he has opened himself and is ready for the most special meeting, the meeting with the Lord, whom he hopes to find on the altar or on a sacred land and so on. It's as he's full of anticipation, and he's in an in-between state, an open state, a state which is open for new discoveries. This is very, very important. You might say, I'm open, I'm a Hare Krishna devotee, extremely open. Hare Krishna. Really? You have opened yourself one time, but if you continue doing the things you do, if you continue thinking the thoughts you thought, you will not get anything new. You will get only much more of the same thing which you already got. Always be ready to start anew. Always be ready to be a beginner. Always be ready to be a learner. A person who says, I know it all, I have learned everything, cannot make new discoveries. He has a priori sealed himself off. He has put a lid on his life, and nothing new can enter. The state of the mind which I'm speaking of is called a state of humility, Trinadapi, we say. A state of, I don't know, I am not perfect yet. It is in that state where a devotee can make the new discoveries. This in-between state, where you have left your old habits, your old place maybe, your old thoughts, your old patterns, has to be filled so that the new discovery can be made. Our tradition says you should hear when you are in that open state. You should hear from holy scriptures, from saintly people. Then you should accept, even if there's something new, voila, you should accept. And then you should immediately do sadhana or practice. Your whole life can change if you are open, if you are ready to enter that liminal space, and you hear while you are in that state. You accept the new thing and you are ready to practice. In my class, you will hear a lot, but not too much. You will have opportunities to discuss with your neighbor and accept what is plausible. Plausible is, I think, a German word. Plausible. I don't know if there's an English word like this. I like to make up English words. You can accept what seems to be of value for you, and even that which you cannot recognize at the moment as being something valuable, let's accept, and then practice sadhana. That will be very nice for you. These can be your guides. Shravana, then varana, accepting. Shravana means hearing, varana, accepting, and sadhana, practice. Don't forget, these three friends are waiting for you. We will enter a practice of a guidebook, and I would like to tell you a little bit about the hero of this book from which I will be teaching you, the Harinam Chintamani. This work was composed during a very important time for the great saint Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had revived the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All over Bengal, he had established communities which practiced the pure teachings of the Lord. There was chanting going on, discussion of Krishna's pastimes, and a new enthusiasm spread through the country. Many intellectuals joined the movement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Goswamis, Babaji's, even impersonalists and materialists, professional singers and theater players floated in the waves of the glories of Lord Krishna. But like everything good in this world, like even good faces in our own lives, this was not meant to last. Kali Yuga, with its bad materialistic influence, saw a crack in the movement and entered. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words, we find the great saint lamenting. He says, Mayavadis have taken over. Indian and even foreign yogis. Don't know if he spoke of Chinese or Western yogis. Sahajiyas and Bodhis, many false teachers spread their teachings. No one is interested to sing the pure holy names of the Lord any longer. He said, my heart is shattered. And at that time I remembered one verse. The age of Kali is so strong, this is the verse, and the senses of the human being are very, very powerful. Now the path of pure bhakti is full with millions of thorns. Where should I go? What shall I do? I'm completely helpless without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Thus in 1901, Bhaktivinoda Thakur left everything behind. He was the leader of a big spiritual movement by that time. He had written many, many books. But when he saw that Kali Yuga had shattered all his dreams. He remembered that verse, "Where shall I go? What should I do now?" And he came to Jagannath Puri with a plan to stay there permanently and retire completely. He wrote many works and he practiced the teachings of Harinam Chintamani and Bhajan Rahasya. Bhajan Rahasya is a sequel which we will also teach now. We teach only Harinam Chintamani. He was so desperate and he took shelter. A person takes shelter at Krishna's lotus feet when he sees, "I have no other avenues. I have no other possibilities." This feeling of helplessness is very, very good. He built a very small hut at the beach next to the tomb of Srila Haridas Thakur. And before that hut, he had a plaque. With an inscription which told everyone what he was about to do in that little hut. I want to tell you the little inscription because maybe it will help you in your own effort to take complete shelter. The saint tells us in this four lines, about his intention to go very deep in the spiritual ocean of his life. He said, "In order to remember the names and qualities of Krishna Murari, he who is known as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given up everything to come here to the land of Gauranga's pastimes. This person has taken shelter in this hut of devotion." The word is Bhakti Kuti. My dear devotees, I think you discover or know what I want to say. I'm talking here of a sacred space, a space which you could call a liminal space, a space in between your old life and your new life. If you learn to go into this sacred space in your life, you don't need to go to a hut. You can come to Radhadesh and do the Kirtan course. Or you can go even at home and say, "Let me now have some peace from my old distractions." And then you enter into this liminal space where new things, new revelations, new discoveries can come. Bhaktivinoda Thakur entered this Bhakti Kutir, that space of Bhakti, that heart of Bhakti, which I wish you to enter also here in Radhadesh. You should stay in Radhadesh. Let us visit Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Let us see what he do there. Sometimes he was seen rolling on the gold like sand. At that time, all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before him and informed him, "Stop giving instructions to the people, because this is the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because as long as the desires which are opposed to bhakti are not destroyed from the heart, no amount of good instructions can bring any auspiciousness." See, if someone just doesn't want to change his life and go deeper, if he wants to continue instead with his material desires which bring him away from his real treasure, his real life, then he can hear and hear and hear and no good will come. Lord Chaitanya said, as long as someone doesn't want to hear, the instructions will come out of the ear holes and not enter the heart. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My order to you is that you live at the place where I kept my dear Haridas, and where I loudly chanted the holy names of the Lord. You should constantly sing the holy names. This will benefit the fallen souls. As a result, people who will hear from you will develop their faith, and they will attain that type of conviction which will lead them to pure devotional service." I'm reading this to you because this tells you what a great acharya in our transcendental line has done. He has removed himself from his old responsibilities. He has gone into a space, a bhakti kutir, where he has totally absorbed himself in the chanting of the holy name. And he has done this under the aura of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do the same thing, if you use the time here during the kirtan course, if you give focus and energy, you will be very, very rich afterwards. Because you will discover the holy name again, new, with greater depth. Harinam Chintamani, this work which Bhaktivinoda Thakur based his chanting on, says, "In this world of birth and death, there's nothing like the holy name. In fact, the holy name alone is the greatest treasure in Lord Krishna's treasure house." Thank you, Suravi. You're a hurry. "In this world of birth and death, there's nothing like the holy name. The holy name is the greatest treasure in Lord Krishna's treasure house. More precisely, it is our effort. There's a good team of devotees here who worked on the kirtan course. There is four devotees who worked really the whole year to make it what it is. There is also during this month many older devotees will come, my god brothers, sannyasis, so on, will come and teach, because our purpose in the kirtan course is really two things. We wish to serve you by teaching you how to do the kirtan properly, with the right mood, the right understanding. And we also want to give you tools that will help you to actually practically do kirtan and spread kirtan wherever you are and wherever you go. I know that a few of our students from the last year started home programs, sanghas, began to work actively on organizing and hosting kirtan melas where thousands of devotees and people come to chant. So you will learn these two things: to do kirtan properly with getting the treasure, so to say, and hopefully, yes, getting tools like instruments. You will learn to master is not the word. You can never master anything in spiritual life. You're always the servant. But learn to use the instruments and your voice. There's a voice training school, voice schooling, and then you will, well, anything, cattle's instruments. And then you will become good kirtan leaders. So I have come to the near the end. I would like now to do something. We will end the session with kirtan, but before, I would just like you to turn to your neighbor for just a moment. Even someone you don't know, and just discuss with them for just a few minutes what your own purpose in coming here is. What would you like to realize, or why are you here? Why are you attending the kirtan course? If you don't attend the kirtan course in its entirety, you can say, then what made you come here to Radha Desh? It will help you. And if you live at Radha Desh, you can to include everyone here. You can speak about your own belief, your own spiritual belief. Why are you here, not in the university, or so? What drives you? It's a good way of connecting with our deeper stuff, the things we don't talk about, the things we often forget about. And I think we in these 2 months. We have the opportunity to remember what we often forget. I think we have the opportunity to dig deep so that we come in contact with that we often lose contact with. Please do this, then I will, after this, I will introduce two very special guests to you. You won't believe who they are. Maybe you will faint. But for now, just please turn to your neighbor, any neighbor, and discuss the question. What is your purpose here? Your deeper purpose. Don't say, I want to eat nice.